informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Do you recognize that melody? If you do, then you may be dusting off a few cobwebs, because that's from quite a few years ago. It's the soundtrack. The song is called The Entertainer. It was the soundtrack from a movie called The Sting with Robert Redford and Paul Newman that came out way back in 1975. Over 50 years ago, if you can believe that. But that is a time that I remember quite well, I have to confess. And today we lost one of our greats in the entertainment industry. Robert Redford has passed away apparently early this morning, in his Provo, Utah home, surrounded by family and friends. And so the accolades and the people already commenting all over the world about his contribution to the entertainment industry are rolling in. So I don't have a guest for this next half hour, so I had a few things I wanted to talk to you about this morning, Robert Redford being one of them. You kind of have to remember, for those of you that maybe are a little bit younger and have no idea the impact this man had, initially, he was kind of an anomaly, because up to that point, before he kind of came on in the scene back in the late 60s, he was originally in Barefoot in the Park, if you can believe that, as a play, which was on Broadway, and he was originally in the opening movie with Jane Fonda, I believe that's correct. And when he first came on the scene, Hollywood had not had a lot of blonde, red-haired, freckle-faced guys with blue eyes as movie stars. And not only that, I have a secret for you. He was pretty short by movie star standards. So folks were kind of surprised by that. But his on-screen presence was so phenomenal and so powerful that he went on to have one of the most exciting careers of probably anyone in the business. And he won, I believe, Academy Awards as an actor, the BAFTA Award, which is the British Academy Award, 5 Golden Globe Awards, the Cecil B. DeMille Award, the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award, Academy Honorary Award, the Kennedy Center Honors, Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2016, an Honorary César in 2019. And he was just an extraordinary, extraordinary artist. So just to kind of have a little fun with this, I had to look up some of the movies that he was in. And earlier in his career, like I said, he had appeared on Broadway in Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park, and they made that into a movie, and that was probably one of his first movie roles. But early on, he did a movie back in 1973, which, by the way, so that was 10 years after Barefoot in the Park, which was 1963. But in 1973, a movie came out with he and Barbara Streisand called The Way We Were. Now, if you've not seen that movie and you're sitting going, what in the world is she talking about? I will tell you, that movie apparently was one of the top grossing films of all time. When it first came out, back when people actually went to the movie theater, there was no Netflix or cinema. I can remember clearly sitting in the movie theater and looking at his gorgeous face and thinking, oh my God, I think I'm in love. I was really young at the time, and everybody fell in love with Robert Redford. And he went on to be in another movie that I think won every woman's heart. If you hadn't fallen in love with one blonde, the other blonde that came on the scene straight from Broadway was also Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That movie came out in 1969. So he did that film, and then Jeremiah Johnson in 1972, The Candidate, which was very powerful and controversial back in the early 70s during the Nixon era, and of course The Sting, which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor. He went on to make all kinds of films. There's so too many to list here, but you may recognize, some of you may remember The Electric Horseman. He did The Winter Soldier, and then he went on to direct, and that's where his impact really came through. He did direct his first drama, Ordinary People, starring, at the time, Mary Tyler Moore. And what I remember about that film, Mary Tyler Moore had been on television for years with a very funny Mary Tyler Moore show that had evolved over several decades into all kinds of different, beginning with the Dick Van Dyke Show, if you can remember. Go back that far. But what was interesting to me about this film was this was a breakthrough for her, because she plays a not very nice woman, a woman who is really suffering from grief. And it was so powerful for her. And so he won, the film won 4 Academy Awards, and he won for Best Picture and Best Director that year, which was back in 1980, believe it or not. He went on to direct A River Runs Through It, starred and directed in The Horse Whisperer, The Legend of Beggar Vance, Sundance Resort, and then he's established the Sundance Institute. And if you're not familiar with the Sundance Resort and Film Institute, it's located out west and also in Utah. And the Institute has gone on to be the premier place to develop new talent, writers, directors, but also they have a film festival every year premiering all the independent films in the country, and has gone on to be one of the finest places to exhibit new works and that kind of thing. So just, it's a real loss for him to say goodbye to him today, but I have to tell you, he made such a contribution. So I just wanted to take a minute this morning to honor him, and I got to tell you, he was one of my favorite, all-time favorites. So he's right up there with Paul Newman. So the two of them are together now. Well, who knows what shenanigans will be going on when they're together, wherever they are. Another thing I wanted to mention to you is I was out for a few days, and I got to tell you, I don't get sick very often. In fact, since I started, I haven't taken a day off. And so last week, left here at the studio, felt pretty good, had a whole agenda for the weekend. And all of a sudden, I got this stomach bug that hit me hard. And I've talked to a couple of other people who apparently have been afflicted by this in the last about month or so. Something's in our area. And when I went, I did go into urgent care. And when I was talking to the physician there, they told me that they're just getting a flood of people coming in that are having, apparently the symptoms are nausea and diarrhea and fatigue. Not so much head cold or congestion or any sort of those kind of symptoms, but more of a stomach thing. So I thought it might be helpful this morning to just say, hey, as we're coming into the fall, don't forget to take care of yourself. I mean, there are definitely things that you can do to try to stay healthy here in Pensacola. Now, some of this stuff, you know, you've heard from your mother. I'm not telling you anything new. Definitely get enough sleep and practice good hygiene. But one of the things, too, is make sure, you know, if it's up to you. I don't want to get political here, but I'm a person that I have gotten the flu vaccine. I have gotten the pneumonia vaccine because of my age. I have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine because of my age. So it's up to you. I believe it's your body. You decide what you want to do. But I would recommend, and most of the health industry recommends, and my doctor recommends, that you take the care of these vaccines, because why suffer from something like pneumonia when you don't have to? Also, be sure and practice good hygiene. And this is something I've got to work on, but washing your hands regularly and keeping in my car, I keep one of those little packets of handy wipes, and just kind of wiping down things when you go to the grocery store. They have them still post-COVID where you can actually wipe down the cart and just kind of make sure that you're just not picking up germs from somewhere else. And also be aware that when you get into the fall, this is what's hard. We have a lot of when we get into allergy season here, it's no joke. Trust me. So one of the things I recommend is stay hydrated, drink lots of water, something I still need to do. Moisturize your skin. And if you're going to be out on the beach, even as gorgeous as it is, be sure and wear that sun protection. And then they say to dress in light layers right now, so you can kind of, it starts out cool, then you can take that little jacket off in the afternoon when it gets up to about 90 degrees. But they do recommend to spend time outdoors. It's better for your mental health to get out of the air conditioning and the controlled environment, especially if you work in an office in one of those corporate buildings. They recommend that you just take a minute, 5 minutes, and just go for a little walk around the building. Just get some fresh air and get your legs moving. That can help build up your immune system and help you to stay healthy. Prioritize your sleep. That's a big one. Manage stress. Okay. I think what I'm going to have to do is take a break to manage my own stress. And we'll talk about some stress relievers when I get back. But if you have suggestions on how to stay healthy, please text them in at 850-437-1620. It's good to be back. It's good to be feeling better. There's nothing worse than being under the weather. But with a gorgeous day like today, I'm finally matching up to the day. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. And we'll be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I don't have a guest this half hour, so you're stuck with me. But I do have quite a few things to talk about. So first of all, I just wanted to mention that there is just so much happening in our community right now. So please start marking your calendars. And in the interest of good health and being happy and with all the crazy that's out there in the world, there is nothing better than getting out and doing something fun. And on a gorgeous day like this, with the weather the way it is, I think it's going to be this way for a couple weeks, which is great because we've got the Pensacola Seafood Festival coming up, and you don't want to miss that. That is such a blast. It's in downtown Pensacola. You absolutely will have a great time with that. Also coming up, we've got the Fufu Festival, which starts in November with all kinds of events, and you can look that up at fufufestival.org online. You can also go to visitpensacola.com. They have a website, and if you click on events, it will tell you everything that is happening coming up in the next, for the rest of the year, really, and they do a super job of listing all the different events. But do make some plans. Step out of your comfort zone. And like me, sometimes I think, it's the weekend. I'm tired. I want to stay home. They're saying that post-COVID, we all got into this. I heard an interesting article yesterday, interview yesterday on the news about how we've suddenly become used to being socially isolated. And I found that to be interesting because we were forced into isolation during COVID, forced onto our computers, working at home, working remotely. And apparently we've had a hard time adjusting to being social again. So take advantage if you can. I'm trying to do better because I do find myself, I kind of liked being at home for a while there. So I do think it's a great idea if you can find ways to take advantage of so many things that are happening in this community in particular. Look up the Pensacola Opera, Pensacola Ballet, Google the Symphony. They're always doing wonderful concerts. And this weekend, I'm excited to say, one of my favorite organizations, Pensacola Little Theater, has a phenomenal musical that's opening this weekend, Jekyll and Hyde, a big hit on Broadway. Topher Warren is going to be directing. They've got a great cast that's coming in. It is a musical. The story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I think it's going to be a big hit. I mean, because we have stellar, stellar actors and actresses here in Pensacola. So he's going to be coming in to Pep Talk this Thursday to talk about the show. And I asked him if he could to possibly bring in some cast members with him to maybe sing a couple of tunes for us live here on Pep Talk. So look, mark your calendar for that because that'll be this Thursday at 10 o'clock. And then one of my other favorite organizations, the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, is getting ready for a whole bunch of things happening in October. I'm hoping to have them on the show soon as well. So mark your calendars for Taste of the Beach and Taste of the Beach Festival, which will be going on, make sure I got my dates right, the weekend of... Let me make sure I got it right. October, it starts actually on the 9th and the 10th and the 11th. On the 9th, they're going to have the Taste of the Beach cruise, which is going to be very coastal cruise. Tickets are available now. You can take advantage of that, which is a very wonderful dinner cruise that's sponsored by the folks at Portofino. So you get a chance to taste their amazing cuisine. And then on Friday, one of my all-time favorite events is the Taste of the Beach trolley dinner. This is cool, y'all. What the chamber does is they have trolleys, actual trolleys, the ones where you get in on the beach, and they take you to 5 to 6 different restaurants, and you have a different meal at each one. So you get on the trolley, you start out at a certain time, and then you start at one restaurant, you take advantage, they bring out a dish, and the chef usually comes out and talks about it, how it's made. You taste that, you have a little wine or a little drink, and then you move on, get in the trolley, and they move on to the next stop. You get a chance to take advantage of the best cuisine on Pensacola Beach in one evening. And what's cool about that is that the chefs, I gotta tell you, having been at the Pensacola Chamber for a couple of years, when we would meet to discuss this event and talk about what they were gonna serve, very competitive. They really want to outdo each other. So they go all out. They decorate the tables. They have the best wine. They come up with dishes, sometimes on the menu, but a lot of times it's an opportunity for the chefs to be creative. So that's on Friday night. That's the Taste of the Beach trolley dinner. And then Saturday is the big Taste of the Beach festival. And this year they're doing a really cool thing where you usually have to go from booth to booth to booth, and they'll have over 20 restaurants, beach restaurants out there, and they have tastes of everything that they serve. So typically you would go and you would pay something at each booth. Well, now they're offering a ticket that will give you the opportunity to go through the whole festival and try everything. That is a brilliant idea. And they have entertainment and music. The weather will be gorgeous. So that's coming up that weekend in October, October 8th, 9th, 10th. So, and let's see, the 11th. So definitely, definitely go to the PensacolaBeachChamber.com and get your tickets now. The cruise on Thursday night and the trolley typically sells out. So you definitely want to get signed up for that now. And you can go again to PensacolaBeachChamber.com to find out about all of that. So we're going to take a quick break here. So much to do. Visit Pensacola.com. We're going to have our friends on from Visit Pensacola later this week as well, get you caught up on all the different events that are happening in the community. But the reason I mention all this is there's a part of us that gets tired. We want to stay home. And I would encourage you, take advantage of the Gulf Coast Arts Festival. Get out a little bit, walk around, do some of the fun things that we have in this community that sometimes I just kind of, I'll sit home and watch Netflix. and as nice as that is sometimes, after being sick for a few days, I'm kind of over it. I'm ready to get out and about again. So I hope that you do the same, because I think all of us have to make that extra effort to stay a little healthy. The other thing that I think helps us stay healthy, try not to get angry. I'm working on that. You know, I hear so many things happen, things that, you know, tweak you, you get mad and you want to react. And what I find for good health is the more I can keep that peace of mind, the more I can sort of say, okay, that irritated me, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to exercise restraint. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to try to find opportunities to do something nice for somebody. And when I do that, it completely changes my whole day. And I think it helps my health. I think it helps me feel better. If I can stay in the positive, that positive energy, as woo-woo as that all sounds, I think there's something to it. All right, well, we're going to come back with more positive energy in just a minute right here on Pep Talk. And, of course, if you've got a comment or a suggestion, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and talking about all things you can do to stay healthy, to get out of the house. I just heard the ad, and I thought I wanted to hit myself in the head. I forgot. It feels like Monday to me, but it's Tuesday, and it's Fans on the Beach Day. This is a free event that happens every Tuesday well into the fall, and it's my favorite time of year with this fall weather. So the show is tonight. Go out there. I think it at least starts at 7 o'clock. Go out there, and you just bring a blanket or a chair and a cooler, and it's just beautiful on the beach. You get to see the sunset, and it's just a wonderful way to get out. So maybe you could start there and go to Bands on the Beach. Okay, so the other thing that I do in the fall, which you will hear from me, I'm just warning you, ad nauseum, college football. College football is my love. That and the theater are the two things that I love the most. I already told you about PLT's Jekyll and Hyde opening up. And so now we're talking college football, y'all. So if you don't, okay, Candy's in the house and she's cheering with me. If you don't have a team, get yourself a team. Because if you want to forget about the world and get into something fun, pick a team. And you know what? I think you should pick the University of Georgia Bulldogs. That's my team, been my team for over 40 plus years. I am a dog woman, dog girl. And I tell you what, the game this past weekend with Georgia versus Tennessee, for sports fans, back and forth and back and forth. Any one of the teams could have won. Tennessee was amazing. But playing at Tennessee, that stadium holds 109,000 people, as big as an NFL stadium. And they did this checkerboard thing. Their colors are orange and white, and they do this checkerboard, and all the fans sit in the stands, and they created this ginormous checkerboard. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, but not so cool for our players because it was so loud. I don't know how you could play in an away team environment like that and be able to get the counts right. But this year, right now, they've got the college football rankings out. Ohio State's number one, Penn State's number two, the coaches poll, Georgia's number three, and the AP number five. We got Miami hanging. LSU was number three. They had a big game this past weekend as well against Florida. And then we had Miami is coming in at number four. And so it's kind of exciting. You got to keep your eyes out for what's happening with college football. You don't want to miss it. All right. That's going to do it for me today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Feeling better. Glad to be back. Hope you stay healthy too. Go Dogs. Go theater. And remember something. This is important. Be kind. Be gentle. And you know what? I say this all the time. You don't know how much time we've got with each other. So love now. This is Pep Talk. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.